MTV Cast.
Yes, that's how I fly on American Airways. Oh, giving me a little bit of a late start this morning. I finally made it to a motel here, and I think Elkwood, I'm not sure the name of the town, but I also did yesterday. I need to get things organized and cleaned up a little bit. So, but I had an awesome day yesterday, and few nice people every day. I meet some nice people along the way, just out of nowhere. Sometimes coming out of, I think it was Alma. Somebody told me, I talked to some guy, said, asked me where I was going. I told him, said, oh, you're going to drop off a place there, it's out there, there's nothing out there. But I think he's wrong. I found it really pretty out here. It's so varies so much. Some long, long roads we're on. The Escala Road just seemed like go forever. But it's awesome. I came in town last night. Came in kind of late, and I just followed my GPS. And these roads that go through all the farmer's fields where I'm at right now, anyway, it's like driving right in between the fields. It's awesome. And in the back of town through a little double track, right through a, it's like the corner of Milo Field or something, and there's some grass and weeds. And it's pretty neat. You sneak in the back door of these towns, sort of. Seeing a lot of pheasants out here. I've seen a couple of porcupines back in another area. It changed so much that we just keep traveling, keep moving, so you'll be in a agriculture area, and then you'll be in a more of a desolate sagebrush-looking high plain area. I seen my first mule deer. I can kind of tell how the weather changes. First, I'll be white-tailed deer, and then you get more, turns into more of the west. Your mule deer last night, just up four dogs over the big doe mule deer bouncing around. Pretty neat. Lots of pheasants here. First day, I haven't seen any turkeys in. I've seen turkeys all ever since gotten here. I don't think I've seen one yet. But the pheasants, they're pretty cool. But I thought I'd seen them, two or three roadrunners back in one place. After seeing all these pheasants, I'm not sure. Maybe I saw some pheasants running. But they're pretty neat. Lots of quail. Pretty awesome, and the people are just out of nowhere. Pretty hot yesterday, and driving down, coming to agriculture area where there's lots of irrigation. They irrigate with a sprinkler system, and I'm hot. And I had a sprinkler going along the road, and thinking, man, there's a shower for me. And I'm not sure about the water, but I had plenty of water, but it's hot. And so we tried by the road, and I walked over there, and boy, I almost took a shower there. I carry an empty bottle with me and just pour that over me, and it's pretty nice. And then here come a guy, and I have his name written down somewhere, and man, he was super friendly. And he pulled up, hey, how? And it's always pretty neat. You know, all right, person already knows who you are, following you, and so on. So, the hospitality all across this ride has been fantastic. People from Buffalo were unbelievable. They were so nice. I started going in grocery stores where I can find one. I'd get fruit and avocados and things like that there. And so people were just super nice. So anyway, I'm doing good getting off to a late start this morning. I got in here a little late last night. And I got to get things revamped, reorganized, cleaned up a bit, and washing my clothes in the sink here and things like that. But that's another good day, but the hot one, and see if I can't get through the rest of the way through this panhandle or most of it and head down to Texas. I don't know really what the day brings, where I'm at, but try to get 100 miles or so in if I can. And then we dip down a little bit of Texas and up to New Mexico and in the Colorado. And, so I should be there in Colorado in a day or two, I think. Maybe longer, but I'm looking forward to getting up to Slida and seeing some friends up there, Absolute Bikes and so on. Get my bike checked out. Well,